Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, it's David Noble filling in here for a couple of minutes here while Aaron takes care of some things there in Butte. I just think it is so cool that Aaron is out there doing these live remote broadcasts. I remember growing up listening to the radio and listening to stations do live remote broadcasts, and I just couldn't think of anything that is more fun and cooler than a live remote radio broadcast. So encourage everybody in Butte to get out there and see Aaron. Also looking forward to the Billings border security rally that Aaron has planned. And of course, honored to be here. If you folks don't know me, I'm an attorney here in Billings. I guest host the show on occasion. And here on Thursdays during the 7 o'clock hour, we kind of do a woke update. It's funny, when I first came in during the Thursday 7 o'clock hour, first day here, it was a major woke story out. And I kind of came up with the idea of a woke update of the week. And of course now, it's a woke story every single day, nonstop. I've got woke stories just flying off the handle here, just so many of them, and we can get into them. I finished reading The Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn last night, finished up volume three. It's like a 2,000-page tome, all three volumes. And what's incredible is how directly applicable what happened in the Soviet Union, what happened with the Bolsheviks, what happened with Lenin, what happened with Stalin, how applicable that is to today. Because the reality is everything we're doing here, our Constitution, our government, our fight for freedom, it's all designed to prevent exactly what has happened under communist countries throughout history. And it's weird because that horrible stuff happens and everybody's like, oh, it could never happen here. Well, ask yourself, you think the Cambodians in the 60s thought that the most horrific tortures could be inflicted on them by the communist Khmer Rouge? Or do you think they thought, that could never happen here? They probably thought it could never happen here. So really, really encourage everybody to read that book if you haven't read that book. Super interesting and really, really important. Of course, there's also a bunch of big news out about Evan Gershkovich. If you guys aren't familiar with him, Evan Gershkovich is a Wall Street Journal reporter who has been arrested in Russia and is now putting on secret trial in Russia. And of course, he's not a spy. He's a Wall Street Journal reporter. But it's pretty wild. There was a big Wall Street Journal report about the shadowy judicial system that controls the fate of Wall Street Journal's Evan Gershkovich in Russia. And it's amazing reading that story and how similar what you see going on in Russia today is to what actually was going on in the Soviet Union in terms of, just completely biased court systems, overzealous prosecutors, secret trials, you name it. That's all going on. Political prosecutions. Of course, the Evan Gershkovich thing is just Russia trying to do a prisoner swap with the U.S. And of course, Biden's not very good at negotiating, so that's a bad thing. But maybe we'll get into some of these woke stories here. Got some other things to talk about, and we'll go from there. Looking forward to getting Aaron back on here, but we'll be right back. This is David Noble.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A staggering projection from the Congressional Budget Office, the nonpartisan legislative scorekeeper, says the federal budget deficit will hit $1.9 trillion for fiscal year 2024. That's $400 billion higher than what the CBO forecast in February. The budget deficit is the gap between what the government rakes in and spending. The CBO cites a handful of reasons, among them legislation to provide $95 billion in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Medicaid spending is up, and bank failures contributed $70 billion to the deficit. Another factor in the projection increase was President Biden's student loan policies. That includes canceling loans, adjusting loan balances, and implementing a new repayment plan. The CBO says those policies added $145 billion to the deficit. Other elements have also increased the deficit over the past few months, including higher interest rates that makes it more expensive for the government to pay its debt. And the continuing impact of the 2017 Trump tax cut legislation also adds to the deficit. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partial sun, along with some scattered showers and storms developing around the area today, especially in the afternoon. High temperatures will range from the mid and upper 70s in Bozeman to around 90 in the Billings area. For tonight, scattered showers and storms are early, followed by lows in the mid-40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. Sunshine Friday, upper 60s to mid-70s. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, it's David Noble in studio, and because we're in studio, I can take phone calls. Let's go to Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, good to hear from you.
Yeah, real quick, because Aaron might jump in. It's so good to talk to you, David. I'm always happy to speak with you. But talking about national security, the FBI has told us yesterday that there were 400 Pakistanians that were smuggled into our country by ISIS groups, and most of these came down from the northern border, Canada. And they have captured 350, but there's still 50 at large. And I'm telling you, David, I pray every day because I do think that we are going to be attacked not only from the outside but also from within. It's going to be absolutely horrible and tragic. And to be quick here, I want to talk about Gordon Chang, who I follow on Twitter X. I just love this guy. He has been giving dire warnings about a possible World War III and also attacks. And this is what he said on Twitter a couple of days ago. Pray for your life. Pray for your soul. Pray for humanity because we're all standing on the edge. And I'm going to leave it at that because I know Aaron's coming back on. But God bless you, David, and everyone listening. Have a great weekend off.
Well, thank you, Nancy. Appreciate the call as always. You know, I think we're already being attacked. Here's one of the stories I have for today. New York Post. Tone-deaf Mayorkas claims only the criminal to blame for the slaughter of a 12-year-old Texas girl, not the Biden border policy. And this whole this is something I learned reading Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago that I never had actually realized before. But this makes perfect sense once you realize this. Okay, so Marxists and Democrats and leftists, they actually like criminals. They actually think criminals are better than non-criminal, successful business people. And they consider criminals to be class allies. I mean, the Bolsheviks, the communists, they literally openly claim that criminals are class allies because the theory is that they're criminals because of the oppression of the capitalist class or the oppression of capitalism. And so it's crazy. But in the Gulag under the Soviet Union, actual criminals were basically kind of treated a lot better and given all sorts of privileges, more so than people that were political prisoners. And so with that kind of background in mind, you're kind of like, oh, wow, now I understand why Democrats want to treat criminals so lightly and don't blame them for anything. It's because they consider them to be oppressed and, oh, they're only acting out, you know, because of what society's done to them. And so that's usually the Democrat position, right? But here, now suddenly, oh, it's only the illegal alien that slaughtered that 12-year-old girl. That's the only person responsible. Well, how inconsistent and hypocritical is that? Every other crime out there, they blame society, they blame our laws, they blame conservatives, they blame capitalism. But for this crime, it's only the responsibility of the illegal alien that actually slaughtered the 12-year-old Texas girl. They're just completely hypocritical, absolutely ridiculous. So one of the woke updates I had is a viral USA Swimming post on X. So USA Swimming, the Olympic swim team, posted on X, ladies and gentlemen, your 2024 U.S. Olympic team. And then they got a picture of a big group of people, and it's mostly white folks, and there's, I guess, one black person in this photo. And all the leftists and Democrats on Twitter just absolutely lost it because the swimming team is mostly white. I mean, who sees a picture of a swimming team and the first thing you think of is, oh, what race are they? And is that proportionate? And blah, blah, blah. How absurd. And then, of course, all of these other responses to the tweet were pictures of the U.S. track and field team, the U.S. basketball team. But nobody had any concerns about those pictures. So there's one woke update. Of course, the Montana's got its own woke update going on right now with this recent ruling concerning this law defining sex as only male or female. I don't know the details of that case. It kind of sounded like the ruling was based on some kind of procedural thing, not necessarily substantive, but who knows? We'll kind of go from there. You know, there's something that I wanted to bring up today too. That Aaron has been talking a lot about how Biden has us on the brink of World War III. And that's not just idle talk. That's not just sort of a flippant comment. Just yesterday, the Wall Street Journal posted a major report about how the Biden administration right now is basically scrambling to try to head off a wider war in the Middle East between Israel and Hezbollah that could draw in Iran. A Biden administration push to curtail worsening border clashes between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon is running into major headwinds because of the difficulty the U.S. faces in arranging a ceasefire in Gaza. And so the idea, of course, is absurd. But Hezbollah says, hey, we're not going to stop firing rockets into Israel until there's a ceasefire in Gaza. And the Biden administration is basically taking Hezbollah's position and demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. But then at the same time, they're saying, well, we reject that logic and Hezbollah needs to stop firing rockets right away and blah, 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 blah. But of course, the Biden administration foreign policy is just such a failure. And they're totally mistreating Israel and they're pressuring Israel to not take out Hamas. And at the same time, they can't get anything else accomplished. So they've done wrong by our friends and our enemies aren't doing what we want. And it's just a complete failure. All right. Hopefully we'll get Aaron back here shortly. We'll be right back. This is David Noble.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy, man. We are going to be all across the state. We're going to start the week in Missoula on Monday. We're going to be in Kalispell Tuesday, Great Falls Wednesday. Start the morning in Butte on Thursday. Then we'll be in Bozeman Thursday night. Back in studio in Billings on Friday with Border Patrol rallies all across the state. Some other events that I'll be attending. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Hey, if you're in any of those towns that I just mentioned, I've got the full itinerary for you. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
The U.S. House Natural Resources Chairman Bruce Westerman has introduced the Fix Our Forests Act, which is aiming to enhance forest thinning on federal lands to prevent wildfires. The bill proposes the creation of fire sheds for prioritized thinning and prescribed burns, supported by some conservation, timber, and agriculture groups. The bill seeks to mitigate bureaucratic delays and litigation, but has been criticized for potentially reducing public input and scientific consultation. The bill also omits a contentious provision requiring wildfire suppression within 24 hours in certain areas. The legislation also includes measures to streamline environmental reviews and establish wildfire risk reduction programs.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You'll get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
Over 900 head of slaughter cattle sold at Miles City Livestock this week, with slaughter cows steady to a dollar higher, ranging from $102 to $155 a hundredweight. Slaughter bulls, $132 to $193. I'm Lane Northland.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Do we got Aaron here yet live or no? Is it still just David Noble holding it down here in the studio? If I'm here, folks, that means you can call 406-294-0970, 406-294-0970, I guess, at least here for a couple of minutes. I've certainly been enjoying these live remote broadcasts from Aaron, and man, is he a hard worker. He's talking about going to these rallies at night, these Border Patrol rallies. I'm like, wait, don't you, aren't you done working at, I mean, if you start working at 5 a.m., I mean, you shouldn't still be working at 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. But, you know, hey, Aaron's a hard worker and a great, great guy to know, and really been enjoying these shows and really looking forward to hearing from, you know, I just love hearing from the Montanans, and it's so cool to hear Aaron talk about meeting you, the listeners, out in person. And frankly, I've had that experience too, where I've kind of been out and around, and people have said, hey, love listening to you on the radio. Always so cool. I don't know how anybody in Montana can actually feel like they know what's going on in Montana without listening to Aaron Flint every day. If you're just reading the newspaper or watching the local TV news, I mean, you are not getting the stories of what's going on in Montana, what Montanans are thinking about, what the issues are. You're simply not. It's very difficult to get any kind of local news, simply because the industry has basically been devastated in a lot of ways. So there's just not as many of the reporters out there. But, you know, Aaron does better job than any of these TV stations or the newspapers. So that's good. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about Rivian. Rivian is an EV maker, is doing a deal with Volkswagen because, of course, Rivian, an EV maker, is not doing so well financially. In fact, the Wall Street Journal report said every single EV that Rivian sells, they lose money on, which is just crazy. And so they're like, they're headed towards bankruptcy, but they're partnering with Volkswagen because Volkswagen, I guess, is like this expert in sort of mass low cost manufacturing and blah, 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 blah. But the question is, okay, who cares if you can reduce the cost of manufacturing a Rivian EV? Nobody's going to buy it anyway. This whole EV thing is so crazy. I want to ask the Democrats out there, where are the 370 new mines, full-blown massive mines that we need to get all of the minerals and materials to meet these crazy EV mandates and the rest of this stuff that the Democrats are pushed with the green energy? Where are they? You know, we've seen reports about that for years and years, and Evelyn Pyburn just recently, I think Monday, maybe last Monday, was talking about how another report came out talking about how we need 370 some odd mines to meet any of these EV targets. Just not happening. And then, of course, the EV companies are all struggling. Biden will bail them out, probably. And then Bill Gates is talking about all of his ESG and woke investments. Julian Assange, I guess, is back home and staying quiet. This is so frustrating. These election years are so frustrating because everything that's happening right now in the political world, with the government, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all propaganda. It's all for 2024 elections. Like the John Tester campaign is just pure gaslighting, just straight up making, purposely trying to make Montanans think they might be crazy. Because we all know people always say John Tester votes 90% with Joe Biden, 95% with Joe, 97% with Joe. Donald Trump Jr. made the good point. Actually, when it comes down to the important votes, the votes that matter, John Tester is 100% with Joe Biden and the Democrats. It's not 97%. It's not 95%. It's 100%. And so now John Tester is, oh, I'm fighting against Joe Biden. I'm fighting against the Democrats to secure the border. It honestly makes you wonder if you're crazy. What planet are we on? Are we on the same planet as John Tester? Certainly doesn't seem like it. Anyway, definitely do not want to skip the 7:30 news update here, because I was not as fully prepared for this show today as I might normally want to be when you're talking about just doing the show. Of course, usually I'm overprepared. Usually I've got, you know, 50, 60 articles here and end up only using a couple of them. But, you know, it is what it is. So we'll do the 7:30 news update. We'll be right back. David Noble, call in 406-294-0970.
News. I'm Chris Foster. It's the earliest presidential debate ever. Tonight's CNN presidential debate. President Biden, former President Trump, 90 minutes, no audience.
There's going to be two commercial breaks. Candidates cannot interact with staff during the debate. Biden is going to be on the right. Trump will make the closing statements. Mics will be muted outside of designated speaking time. There'll be no props, no pre-written notes. They're only going to get water and pen and paper pad provided.
Fox's Bill Melugin. There's a public funeral and celebration of life today for a murdered 12-year-old girl.
12-year-old Jocelyn Nungery is being laid to rest today in Houston. And furniture store owner Jim Mackingvale, known locally as Mattress Mac, is footing the bill. Two Venezuelan men in the U.S. illegally are charged with capital murder in Nungery's death, and each are being held on $10 million bail.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, awesome. We got Tim in Billings on the phones. Tim, thanks so much for calling in and saving me here.
Morning, David. I figured this would be an interesting topic for you. You kind of touched on it a little bit already. It seems like the fight between liberty and authoritarianism is playing out before our eyes. We saw Julian Assange was released. I know a lot of people have really strong feelings towards him that he's, you know, he's a criminal, this, that, and the other. When you are persecuted for exposing corruption by the people who are corrupt, it speaks volumes about their character and their corruption rather than what your actions are. So I was celebrating that Assange was set free for exposing corruption at the deepest levels of our government, other governments, and also corporations around the world. And then the Supreme Court yesterday completely dropped and punted the ball. They dropped, kicked the ball, and shredded the Constitution when they allowed for the government to utilize social media platforms to censor speech. I mean, just absolutely disgusting. They said, well, those people didn't have standing. I'm sorry. When you're an American citizen and you have free speech, you have standing to fight for that free speech no matter what the platform is.
Hey, Tim, so I'll comment on that Supreme Court thing in a second, but I wanted to go back to what you first said about Assange. And my position has always been what Edward Snowden did, I think, was classic whistleblower activity. And I think Edward Snowden is a hero for what he did because he did disclose wrongdoing by the government. But my understanding of what Julian Assange did is quite a bit different than what Edward Snowden did. Julian Assange... He wasn't just disclosing wrongdoing by the U.S. government. He was actually disclosing a whole lot more than that and a whole bunch of other stuff that really put a lot of Americans' lives in danger, including American servicemen and people around the world who were helping the American military. So I've always thought of kind of Assange and Snowden as kind of, you know, Snowden good, Assange bad. But what am I missing there?
I think Assange just took a more holistic approach as to what he released. I think Edward Snowden had a very... I wouldn't say microscopic, but a very focused view on what he was exposed to, whereas Julian Assange had this tranche of information dumped upon him, and he just released it onto his website. And I don't want to see American service members be hurt or injured or endangered either. Perhaps our government shouldn't put them in situations illegally where they are in that jeopardy.
What wrongdoing did Assange disclose? Because Edward Snowden disclosed mass surveillance. What did Assange disclose?
A lot of the stuff that Assange disclosed, the DNC hack,
supposed hack.
Okay.
Hey, we're up. That was a big one.
We're up against the break. Tim, I got to put you on hold here. Thanks so much for the call, Tim. We'll talk about that Supreme Court case next.
Military matters.
With two wars overseas and growing concerns around national defense, Fox Business got an inside look at one of the most tried and true pieces of defense air equipment. The C-130J, aka Hercules or Herc, is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. Over those 70 years, 2,700 C-130s have been made right here in Marietta, Georgia. Rod McLean of Lockheed Martin's Marietta site says,
the way that it is built to fly fast enough to refuel fighter jets and slow enough to refuel helicopters to be able to land in 3,000-foot runways is what makes this aircraft so unique, which makes it so viable. And the fact that we're continuing to modernize and provide advancements in the aircraft will continue to ensure that it will support our global warfighter needs across for many years to come.
Lockheed Martin plans to build 20 of these planes this year, but they have the capacity to build as many as 36. With Military Matters, Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Have you received a special offer for cash for signing up for an investment or bank account? Currently, there's some welcoming bonuses ranging from $200 to $5,000. But before you take the plunge, you need to make sure the bonus you're considering is worth the effort. The keys to the value of a sign-up bonus is the length of time you have to hold the account, charges for early withdrawal, and your risk tolerance. Oftentimes, you might be able to make more with something like a high-interest savings account. When opening an account with a new bank, review the ongoing fees or requirements to maintain the account. Another thing to consider is the cost worth it to switch everything over from your current bank. If you're paying fees at your bank, you might consider seeing what other options are out there. But keep in mind that the requirements to earn the bonus should also be achievable without you having to make excessive deposits or maintain an unreasonably high minimum balance. Bottom line, the new account should be a good fit for your long-term needs. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Hey, we got a great show coming up for Thursday's Montana Talks. We're going to be broadcasting live from the brand new Brett's RV and Marine location in Butte. I'll be at Brett's RV in Butte as early as 6 a.m. if you want to come down and say hi. Of course, we'll take you statewide with Montana Talks live from Brett's RV in Butte from 9 to 10. And then a fun event at Metals Sports Bar for lunch. And then we head to Bozeman for a Thursday night Border Patrol rally. Montana Talks statewide 9 to 10.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, it's David Noble here during the 7 o'clock hour. I'm an attorney here in Billings. I'm from Manhattan, Montana. I get the honor and privilege of guest hosting sometimes and helping Aaron out this morning. We're talking to Tim in Billings about the Supreme Court decision recently on the censorship issue. I was very disappointed as well, Tim, but from what I've read, this was in a preliminary injunction stage of the proceeding. And so to get a preliminary injunction, a plaintiff has to show that there is the likelihood of future conduct that will cause them irreparable harm. And as far as I could tell, the court kind of basically said, look, most of this was about, you know, the government censoring COVID disinformation and misinformation. So I haven't read the case yet. I'm hoping it's more of like a procedural issue. Of course, you know, Justice Alito did write a scathing dissent accusing the Biden administration of leading a campaign to coerce Facebook to censor Americans. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Tim.
Well, I think this case originated out of Missouri, and I think COVID was one of the big pushers for it, but I think also the Hunter Biden laptop was another pusher. And for future events, harm in future events, I mean, is there something coming up maybe in a couple months that could be very important for the country to where a government that is, a tyrannical government might want to silence their opposition? I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird, you know, that they might something where they want to silence people. So,
well, and do you think, do you think the Biden administration is going to take this as a complete green light to continue to try to pressure and coerce the social media companies into censoring viewpoints that the Democrats don't like? You know, unbelievable. I don't know if Aaron is if Aaron's got his mic working. I don't know if you can jump in yet, Aaron. Feel free. But there you are.
You got me, David.
I got you.
Hey, man, you've been sounding great, man. I owe you a dinner or lunch or something because. But you always do such a great job on the show. But thanks for covering down because I had Colt Anderson, you know, the University of Montana Grizzly football great NFL player. He's coaching for the Tennessee Titans right now as we speak. But he's here in Butte for his Dream Big Foundation. He's just driving out of the parking lot here at Brett's RV and Marine right now as we speak. So thanks for covering down because I got a chance to record an interview with him. He was going to be live with me later on in the 8 o'clock hour, but he's like, hey, can I come see you earlier? So thanks for covering down and taking some phone calls and giving me a chance to interview Colt Anderson there.
Yeah, no, love it. It's an absolute honor. I don't know if you heard me talking about the live remote broadcast and growing up as a kid, I always just thought that was like the coolest thing ever. I'm just so jealous of you that you get to go out and travel around and do these live remote radio broadcasts. It's like a fun time every day for you out there.
You know, it's a ton of extra work because you know how much work the show is in itself. Just getting ready for everything, ready for the callers because we got great callers with great insight. But then, you know, I got to set up my equipment, my laptop, and then there's always technical things like, oh, I got to, anyway, you know how it goes because you got your Twitch TV podcast, your Lecture Fan podcast. But man, I tell you, it's been so invigorating all week long. Anytime you want to roll with us too, we need to get you out there on the road because, man, it's fun. I mean, just yesterday, I mean, here I am. I'm in Great Falls in the 6 o'clock hour yesterday, and one of our callers, Jim in Great Falls, pops in early, and we had a great conversation. And then by noon, we're having burgers at the Roadhouse Diner with King Kai Stewart, the guy who just won the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. But you know, it's one thing to hear our listeners and to hear the great folks that are out there, but I'm telling you, man, we have no idea how many people are actually listening to this show. It is insane how many listeners we got out there because I've gotten to see so many of them from Missoula to Kalispell and then today in Butte. So we had some more pop in earlier this morning.
So I don't know if you heard me too. Like you've been saying that, you know, the Biden administration has us on the brink of World War III, and it's kind of been a throwaway line for you, but it really is true. It really is true.
Yeah.
You know, Hezbollah right now is actually intensifying the rocket attacks against Israel. And Israel has 70,000 of its citizens evacuated from the northern part of Israel because of Hezbollah. And Israel is saying, look, we don't accept this. We don't accept Hezbollah on our border. And we don't accept them firing rockets. And we're going to take them out. And, of course, then they're also going after Hamas. And Biden administration is playing both sides of the same coin and continuing to escalate the situation. And so when you say that, when you say Biden's got us on the brink of World War III, that's not just some throwaway line. Like, there's reports almost every day about how that's actually true.
Oh, it's real, yeah. You know, and that reminds me, you mentioned Iran, for example. So I've been doing these border security rallies. I've been emceeing those, and then we've had a retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem at these, and hopefully you can make the one tomorrow afternoon in Billings, or our listeners in Bozeman can make the one tonight. But there's another guy who's at these rallies, and he's an immigration attorney. He was an immigration lawyer for 6 years, and now he's an immigration policy expert for Americans for Prosperity. And he's been coming along too. And, you know, at first it was like, man, people don't want to hear about immigration. They want to hear about border security. But the way I summed it up, it's very interesting because, you know, Chief Clem talks about the leaks in our security, the gaps in our security fence, the gaps in our security system. But then Jordan Fischetti is his name. He talks about kind of the gaps in our law and just. But the line that stood out to me is basically what the Biden administration is doing right now, and John Tester is a part of this every step of the way, is they reward bad behavior and they punish good behavior. If you're somebody who wants to hire farm workers for your farm in Georgia, they crack down on you. They make it hard for you to hire farm workers legally through the immigration system. But if you're a guy down the road that just wants to go hire illegals, they encourage you basically right now to hire illegal aliens. It's so backwards.
It is. And I was watching Oh, my goodness. A little bit of Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation from this last Sunday, which I do to torture myself. I do just to torture myself a little bit. but she, it was crazy because she actually affirmatively stated to one of her guests that whatever her guess said, that's not true. Actually, we're vetting all of the asylum claimants, quote unquote, that are coming into this country. And of course, what she means by that is, you know, the Border Patrol asking these people who they are, and then they've got no documentation. So you just take them at their word. You run their name through the whatever database we've got. And that's what Margaret Brennan apparently considers full vetting. But you're right about sort of gaps in the law. And what's weird is Democrats actually don't even think of anybody as an illegal alien. Or they're all asylum claimants. They're all refugees. So there is no such thing as an illegal alien anymore.
And that's the point Jordan Fischetti made, and he'll make that point again tonight in Bozeman, is that the asylum system is so overwhelmed, and that's something that's been building, that everybody's just claiming asylum. And that's not what the asylum system nor the court's process was set up for. And so that's why that whole system is overwhelmed. So then they're just like, oh, yeah, you get asylum, you get asylum. And it's like the Oprah, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. And that's what they're doing. And then you'll have people here in America that, you know, on the left that will say, oh, well, no, they're not illegal aliens. They're just asylum seekers. No, like this, they have totally thrown the asylum system just into complete chaos.
You know, what's funny is I was kind of perusing the Wall Street Journal here this morning, and they've got a story out. Hispanic community props up an otherwise aging U.S. population. The latest census figures show a steady uptick in Hispanic people in the United States. What a breaking news story that is. I'm glad the Wall Street Journal reported that, because otherwise we wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Well, but here's the other thing, is that the reason why are a majority of Hispanic voters leaning towards Donald J. Trump right now? Because this isn't a Hispanic immigration problem. There are over 170 whatever plus countries where people are flooding this country from right now. And the numbers that Chief Clem shared, he shared it on the radio yesterday. It was like just a handful of years ago, there were like 400 plus Chinese nationals that came into the country that were detained. Last year, it was like 24,000. This year, we're already at 24,000. We're already, for the last 2 years, 50,000 Chinese nationals. Right? I mean, it's absolutely insane what they're doing to this country. And then you mentioned the census. John Tester voted to continue allowing illegal aliens to be counted in the census, stripping Montana power away and giving it to other states like New York and California, or Tester's donor states is how we probably should put it.
Yeah, I always found that story so absurd when Donald Trump wanted to add back into the census questionnaire a question about your citizenship, and Democrats, you know, threw a fit over it. And of course, the census has historically asked if you're a U.S. citizen. I would assume that that's an important question for the census, but Democrats don't want it asked because they know that if they ask that question, that means the illegal aliens are less likely to respond to the census. And then that means that places like California are not going to get as many congressional seats.
Yeah, and they want to take away congressional power from Montana and give it to, you know, Tester's donor state in California. Hey, David, speaking of Tester, new polling. I don't know if you saw this from Politico. There's brand new polling out in the Senate race between Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and Liberal Senator John Tester. I'll share that with you right after this.
At Sephora, we know how you love to use makeup, skincare, hair care, and fragrances that work for you, but also how important it is to be in the know about the ingredients that are in them, which is why we created Clean at Sephora. Curated products from brands like Merit, Amika, Summer Fridays, and Fleur that have everything you want, minus certain ingredients you might not. Clean at Sephora is only at Sephora. Shop now at Sephora.com.
Fox News commentary.
Democrats talk about abortion and women's rights, but we don't hear much of anything about the American women being murdered by the illegal aliens Democrats have welcomed across our border. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
The two-year anniversary of the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade has the Democrats talking about women's rights, but we've heard little from them about the young American women raped and murdered by the illegal aliens Democrats have welcomed across our border. They avoid the names of the young women raped or killed because they can't explain it or blame it on Trump, but really, they view the Americans murdered by illegal aliens as acceptable loss. They're willing to accept you and I as collateral damage in their scheme to get future voters, pad the census, and increase their representation in Congress. Democrats are fine with bankrupting cities over this. They're willing to gloss over the national security risks, too. They're willing to sit idly by as their illegal aliens rape and murder the most vulnerable among us if it gets them a fast and reliable track to everlasting power. And ain't that sick? I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Have you ever had a windfall, an inheritance from a relative you hardly knew, an unexpectedly high tax refund, or maybe, no, almost certainly, a stimulus check coming in from the government? The only thing that dampens the joy of extra cash is the certainty that it will not continue. Yet many of us have trouble bringing our spending back down when that reality arrives. So it may be for some crucial pieces of the economy in the coming months as the sugar high of stimulus spending fades and reality returns. Banks have enjoyed high deposits from households and businesses stashing away their extra cash. State governments had a surge in revenues and record budget surpluses. And stock markets kept going up in the low interest rate environment where that was the only place to earn a return. A return to normality will be a big change, but it's rapidly upon us. Montana's revenues are flat, stock markets are choppy, and extra cash is disappearing fast from bank vaults everywhere. Reality is arriving. I'm Patrick Burke.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, David Noble, again, big thanks. Like I say, I owe you, man, for covering down, but I know our listeners love every minute they get a chance to hear from you. And then it was so cool that you got to take some phone calls. That's the only challenge when I do the show on the road is it's hard to take phone calls. But I think I might be able to find some new software to make that happen because that'll be fun. But I want to hear, you know, if there's anything else you want to talk about. But
I've got a couple of things,
Do you want to hear the poll numbers first or do you want to cover your stuff first?
No, okay. Go for it.
So Politico has this. It's and it's looking like, let's see, when it comes to the U.S. Senate race, if the election were held today, Tim Sheehy at 46%, John Tester at 43%, the Libertarian candidate with 4%, and then undecided at 7%. They say the bottom line is this: the election is a dead heat. But Tim Sheehy has the advantage of an electorate that wants to vote for Republican and a very popular Donald Trump at the top of the ticket that will help him as he looks to remove career politician John Tester from the D.C. swamp that John Tester has made his home. And I've got some other a friend who's a pollster, Evan Wilson, who says that tracks with what they're seeing and hearing as well. So
I've got a really, really good idea that I've recently done this, and I would encourage everybody out there to do this. So what I've been doing is I've been asking Montana voters, hey, have you ever read the Bronze Star with Valor citation for Tim Sheehy? And inevitably, everybody says no, which frankly is because Tim Sheehy is so honorable that he doesn't brag about that. And frankly, he never even disclosed it until he was kind of forced to due to the Washington Post attacks. But so what I did is if you just type into Google Tim Sheehy Bronze Star with Valor citation. Actually, the easiest way to find it is going to be Tim Sheehy's tweet. And so go to the X post and print out. The Bronze Star with Valor citation and hand that to somebody and have them read it. And every time I've done that, they've read that and they've said, wow, I had no idea Tim Sheehy was such an impressive, good, honorable hero, period. And then you read that, what he did to earn that Bronze Star with Valor. And then you see the disgusting attacks from John Tester, just shameful.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, that's why. See, that's the thing. They've thrown everything they got. Chuck Schumer and Tester, they've thrown everything they got at Tim Sheehy, and yet it's not sealing the deal, right? It's not finishing him. But the fact is, with the more Montanans that actually meet the guy and hear him speak and hear his story, I think they just get blown away, impressed. In fact, he popped into our border security rally. I'm going to see if I can sneak him on the show in the 8 o'clock hour, because he made a very important point. It was when you were talking, when you were talking about Iran and what they're doing and how we're on the brink of World War III, he talked about Iran and border security in Afghanistan that I think is a very important point that Montanans need to hear about border security in America too.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that people need to hear from him more, because you're right. When people hear from him, when people meet him, their opinion totally changes. And frankly, when people read that Bronze Star with Valor citation, their opinion changes as well, because I don't care what else you want to use against Tim Sheehy. If you want to accuse him of coming from a family with money as if that's some horrible thing, you know, whatever attacks you have, nothing overcomes the impressive nature and what Tim Sheehy did under fire in combat to save his fellow men and put his own life in danger is just incredible. And nobody that does that in active combat in Afghanistan could be the type of person that the Democrats are trying to make him out to be.
Hey, David Nova, have you seen the Forrest Gump movie? Have you watched Forrest Gump?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites.
I know you're more of a booker.
One of my favorites.
It is raining like Vietnam in Forrest Gump out in Butte right now. Some good moisture coming down. It's like a monsoon out here.
Nice.
I forget. It's a stinging rain. I don't know if it's stinging rain, but it's coming down hard. David, thanks again for covering down. I know our listeners always appreciate hearing you. So big thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, I am live from Brett's RV and Marine in Butte. We've got microphones open for you. Come on down and join us here on 5200 Harrison Avenue in Butte.